Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get into Man Up Monday. Of course, filling in for Bo today will be Dylan. He made his picks on Friday. Dylan, would you be so kind to run through the records?
I would absolutely love to. So going into this week, Mike was 11-7-1.
I was on a heater.
You were on a heater. You were on a straight heater. I think you had like straight weeks of like one loss or less or one incorrect pick or less or something like that.
I was like 8-1-1 the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. You were on a crazy heater. Bo is 13-6. But this past week, and I think we agreed, right? The picks from Friday not going to count against
Do
the record,
count.
Right?
Nope, not with Bo out.
And for Mike, that's a good thing because Mike went 1-4. I didn't do too shabby. I went 3-2.
So, nice work, man.
Yeah. So it was
nice
pretty
work.
Good.
Well, let's run through some of your picks from Friday because, of course, you got to man up to these. Yeah. So let's play Mike's pick from the Alabama-Vanderbilt game. Of course, Alabama won 30-14.
Can I throw a curveball at you?
Sure.
I'm taking Vanderbilt to cover.
Okay.
I got Bama winning the game, but 10.5 points is a ton. You know what? No. Let me change. Let me change it. I just talked myself out. No, I'm going to go over in this game. I don't think either defense will stop either offense. I'll go over the 55.5. How about that? And that way I don't have to actually take Vanderbilt. I'll go over the 55.5. Double swing and a miss.
So
would have been wrong either way.
Double swing and a miss. Well, I know what, like, and I've got to be, I wish I had kept track for the last 10 years or whatever, where I've like made picks or gambled on Alabama. It has got to be the worst record known to man. Like, I cannot for the life of me win an Alabama bet. Anyway, like picking, gambling, spreads, lines, I cannot do it. I am never good at picking Bama. It's because you're picking with your heart, man.
It's all right.
I deserve that loss.
It's all right, Mike. For that amazing pick you just made, you get this. There you go. You can hold
that. Rough, man. That was rough.
All right, let's go with Dylan's pick with the Commanders at Chargers game. Commanders won 27-10.
Even though Jaden Daniels is going to be back, there could be a rust factor there. Also, they've already ruled out Terry McLaurin, so he's not going to have his top target. Still going to have Debo. Still going to have some other weapons, though. So I think this will be a good game, a close one. I'm going to take the Chargers to cover this one. Give me the Chargers minus the 2.5. I think they can win by field goal.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be a big fat no. There was no rust factor. Having no scary Terry did not matter. He still had Debo and Kroski Merritt. I mean, he just absolutely had himself a breakout game.
Yeah, so, he did.
Yeah, I was way off on that.
Yeah, there was it, and you know what, man? Kudos to Bo. He was obviously not involved in this on Friday, but his record still stands out as being a pretty good one so far.
Yeah, I mean, your record's not bad either, especially since when it counts. You know,
yeah.
Although, I do have
Hopefully
to give
he's a, not listening right now.
I've got to give a shout-out to Dylan, though, because for my rando pick, you picked Akron to win. The Zips did beat Central Michigan 28-20.
Yeah, there you go.
Pick that over.
Yeah.
We had plenty of Max in action, baby.
I love the look on your face right now because you're like, I knew it the whole time.
I knew it. I had it dialed up the whole way.
You couldn't name one person involved in either one of those programs.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, if you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause, Sports Radio 92.9, the game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. You can go to 929thegame.com. Click the events link. But do it now because foursomes are going quickly. It's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets November 24th.
And as a reminder, every single day, Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We're going to try a little new segment here for a Monday Mic'd Up. We're going to do something I like to call three up, three down. I'm going to give you three people or teams whose stock rose over the weekend and three people or teams who did not.
Okay.
So follow along with me as we go three up, three down. Should we start with the down or should we start with the up? What do you guys think? Down or up?
Start with down.
Okay, down. I can't imagine having seen a worse debacle, and to know that Mike Conte was in attendance for this matter makes my heart break. First one, stock down, James Franklin. How about Penn State losing as a, I don't know, three-touchdown favorite against a UCLA team who has already fired their head coach and has also fired their offensive coordinator? The Penn State defense giving up 269 rushing yards, including 136, I believe, on the ground to Nico Iamaliava. Absolutely brutal. This is a team who we talked to multiple college football people, Phil Steele being one of them, that said national championship Penn State team, this is the year. They have tumbled out of the top 25 now.
Yeah, to steal a term from you, Mike Johnson, woof.
Woof. This is brutal.
This is a team, like you said, national championship aspirations. Right now, they're barely looking like they – I mean, they might be a fringe playoff team if they went out and take care of business. Or I wouldn't be shocked at this point, Penn State misses the playoff altogether.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely tough. James Franklin, a lot of questions being asked about how good of a coach can he be. We talked when they're lost to Oregon a week ago that, you know, this is a team that – James Franklin, I think 4-22 against top 10 opponents. Just absolutely brutal when you look at his tenure, having tumbled now out of the top 25. I think they're still good. I don't think they're that good. So a lot of questions being asked. All right, let's go with one up. How about this one? Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots. We talked about it all show, playing the Buffalo Bills last night. They forced three turnovers. Buffalo has 10 penalties in the first half of the game. New England wins on the field goal, 23-20. Mike Vrabel, having been sort of cast aside from the Tennessee Titans, them opting to go a different direction. Tennessee has been abysmal, although they do get a win over the weekend. But I just couldn't help but be happy for Mike Vrabel, for Drake May, for Stephon Diggs, for everybody that's involved in that organization, climbing out of this basement, if you will, of the NFL and putting together a good game last night.
It looks like Mike Vrabel's message, and we talk about teams taking on the identity of the head coach, looks like that identity of Mike Vrabel is starting to rub into this New England Patriots team. And are we finally seeing the Drake May, Stephon Diggs connection come together like we thought it would? I mean, this is his second straight game of over 100 receiving yards, so it looks like it might be coming together. So I'm definitely up on the Patriots right now.
Mike Vrabel just seems like a dude's dude as the head coach of the New England team. He seems like somebody I'd love to play for. He actually said it over the weekend. He's like, the worst day of the week is on Tuesday because there's no players there. I like to be around the players, the coaches, love them to death, but I'm a guy who likes to talk to the people on the field. All right, let's go back to the downs. How about our second one for two down now? The Texas Longhorns and Arch Manning and Steve Sarkisian and everything else that was going on with that team this weekend. How about Texas, for all that was said about Arch Manning heading into the season and Steve Sarkisian, still haven't beat a Power Four team. They have three wins against teams that are not part of the Power Four. Florida's Dylan Wilson was absolutely, Dallas Wilson, I'm sorry, was absolutely in crazy over this game. And they just, Wilson made Texas defense look like little leaguers at time. And this is a Texas team, for whoever was saying that Steve Sarkisian's one of the best coaches and all this around this Texas program, I can't imagine having had a worse loss. You guys remember in our SEC preview when I talked about the game that could turn the SEC on its head? I thought Texas would be a lot better than this. I saw this coming, but I thought Texas would simply be a lot better than this coming into the game. It doesn't turn out to be true for Texas. Shout out to Billy Napier in Florida, although I was around some Florida fans. And they weren't that excited because they were like, Billy's going to keep his job. He's going to keep his job.
Dang it, he's done it again.
He's done it again.
I will say, when we were at SEC Media Days, the pomp and circumstance that was surrounding Arch Manning the day he was coming in to talk to people, it was just like, it's shocking to me what we're seeing now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy because Steve Sarkisian has been a little bit of a quarterback whisperer over his time there, but I feel sorry for Arch Manning. I really do. Like, it's almost like, man, and I know he's making millions of dollars or whatever, but it's like, dude, I don't know. He wasn't ready for this. He just simply wasn't ready for this. It's a bad situation to be in.
I'm so glad you said that because that was my exact thought. Arch Manning came into a situation where there was way too much pressure put on him way too soon. He did not ask for this type of pressure. Look, I get it. Heavy as the head that wears the crown.
Right.
But still, I mean, for such a young kid who's still trying to learn the game and learn being a quarterback, way too much pressure on him.
Yeah. All right, let's flip and go back down to the ups. How about Carson Beck and the Miami Hurricanes dealing with business against the Florida State Seminoles over the weekend? Miami is 5-0. They're getting votes to be the number one team in the country. Carson Beck was making it rain, 20 of 27, 241 yards, 4 touchdowns. That is a team with Mario Cristobal. Remember, this is where Cam Ward came from. They have been able to do a lot of damage. And I am not a huge Mario Cristobal fan, but when you look at the outcome of some of these games, man, it seems like this is a team that has it figured out. Go to the portal, get a top five quarterback, and throw for a ton of yards. Their rushing yards on the ground were not great, but they didn't need them. And they dealt with Florida State in a handy fashion. And I'm the first one to say it. I thought Florida State, a couple of weeks ago, one of the best teams in the country. Talked to Sandy about it. Talked to Mike Bell about it. I'm like, dude, they're really, really good. I'm a huge fan of Gus Malzahn's offense. They have fallen flat on their face the last couple of weeks and could have made a lot of noise out here on the net. Let's go back to the top. Let's go to the down. And this one's going to be brutal. The Baltimore Ravens are awful. Mm. The Baltimore Ravens are awful. John Harbaugh gets booed as he's leaving the field. Here's a stat for you. This seems unthinkable with the Ravens. Have given up 37 or more points in 4 of their 5 games this year. I know they have a ton of people injured. Yesterday, I saw the stat that $160 million of their cap, of their salary cap this year, did not play yesterday. $160 million of their salary cap did not play yesterday, but that has usually never stopped them from being this awful in the past. They are awful. They are awful.
I completely disagree with this. They lost by 1 point to a very good Bills team. They beat the Browns. They lost by 8 to a Lions team that we now know is pretty good. We knew was pretty good. Then they were injured against the Chiefs, and they had nobody playing last week. I mean, they don't have anybody. They had a very tough schedule to start. Everybody gets injured, and then they lose to a Texas team that they were supposed to lose to. They were supposed to beat the Texans yesterday. No shot.
What do you mean the Texans were 1-3 coming into that game?
They don't have anybody. You just said they had $160 million of that cap playing. Just, what are they supposed to do?
I'm not.
What was Cooper Rush going to do?
John Harbaugh be booed on his way off the field. And the last up of the weekend, Indiana Jones, Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts were able to deal with business. I almost gave this one to the Broncos. But the Eagles really beat themselves in a lot of different ways. I'm not going to lie about that. So this one's going to be Indiana Jones, the Indianapolis Colts. They deal with business against the Las Vegas Raiders, 40-6. He looks like a guy that with a couple more weeks like this is going to be talked about as a top 6, 7, 8 quarterback in the NFL. And it's crazy because of his career path. But Daniel Jones and those Colts look pretty good.
Talk to Danny Dimes. Nice. That's all I got to say.
There you go.
Coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Does this Bills loss make you feel better or worse about next Monday? And who should be favored in the SEC? Make a case for them, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.